Here with me in this interview, I have Paul Hamis with Union Pacific Railroad, and here at this conference, you're talking about transportation infrastructure, and again, we're looking at the bioeconomy. Just tell me a little bit about what the infrastructure needs are going to be.
Well, my focus today is primarily on the rail infrastructure as it pertains to biofuels, and what I've talked about or will talk about is the different pieces of that supply chain that's required between the rail cars, the rail network itself, and then the unload capacity as well as the load capacity. And I think what we're finding is that the industry is developing quite quickly in terms of handling this capacity, and that we're doing it pretty well. And the capacity constraints are fairly limited, and where they're really concentrated probably is in the destination markets, where we want to try to unload unit trains of ethanol. And that's where we need a little bit more infrastructure, but the market is moving fast to get that done.
Does transporting this present any special challenges that you've had to overcome and are still working on?
Yeah, there were a number of challenges that we've had to overcome. One, initially a lot of ethanol moved in small units. And a lot of the plants, of course, are concentrated heavily in Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota, and that put quite a strain on our network. So we had quite a challenge to get our infrastructure just to handle the smaller volumes and collect them and so forth to get that network in place. And once we accomplished that, which we pretty much have over the last 2.5 years, actual running of the product across the network has been fairly easy to handle.
So looking forward, what are your expectations of what the future needs are going to be for this?
Well, I think there's really two key items, and it's not just ethanol or biofuels, but as we move forward, right now we're in a little bit of a lull, but the rail infrastructure is still going to come under some real capacity demands, and I think no matter what you move on rail, that's going to be an issue, just having enough capacity to do it. And then secondly, getting this development of these destination terminals in place. The production came on quite quickly. The market wasn't quite ready to handle this, and it's coming along, but we really need to get the destination infrastructure in place.
Well, thank you very much, Paul, for taking a couple moments to talk with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.